So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Benois Kutim Nidus Marisasin. The Chum initiated that all girls of the Kutim are considered Nidus from birth. I think Mara elaborates. In the case of the Kachazi Nafila Didan Nami, if a Basi Yemechar, a one-day-old girl, certainly saw Dam Nida, then even Benois Yisrael are Tami. And Nida Loi Kachazi, and Didu Nami Loi. If the Basi Yemechar certainly did not see Dam Nida, then even Benois Kutim are not Tami. The Mishnah refers to a case of Bistama, the Kibin the Ikam Yuta, the Chazan Chayshinan. It's not known whether the Bas Yemechad saw Dam Nid or not, but there's a concern that she is from the minority who do see Dam, even from Bas Yemechad. And the Mishnah follows the pin of Remeir, the Chayshin Mi'uta de Shchech. We're concerned for a minority that is common. And Nidus Marisasin is common. As the Bryce relates, three incidents of Hitfilu Koidim Le'ima. An infant girl became a Nida and was immersed before she was 14 days old, while her mother was still Tami Leda. Although Bas Yemechad cannot consume Truma, the tefillah was required either because Mishum Trumas Eretz Yisrael Mifsala Benigia, she might touch the Truma of Eretz Yisrael which becomes disqualified through contact with a Tamei person, or L'Seicha Shemin Shel Truma Mitrumas Chutz La'aretz. The tefillah was to permit smearing her with the oil of Trumas Chutz La'aretz, which is forbidden to be consumed by a Tamei. Because the Pasuk states, V'leichalu es kotcha b'nei Yisrael asher yirumu la'ashem l'rambes es hasach k'shaisa. Smearing is considered like consumption. The Gemara asks, however, if Nidus Marisasin is a miyuta d'shchiach, why does this gezer apply only to Bnei Kutim? It should apply to Bnei Yisrael as well. And the Gemara explains the distinction between Bnei Yisrael and Bnei Kutim as follows. Anand dershin an isha v'isha v'chi chazin mefarshi luhu loikos of a rabban. Chum did not initiate a gzera on Bnei Yisrael because since we expound the pasuk of Be'isha that even a bas yom echad becomes a nida, we're careful to keep them away from kachin. However, inu d'leidarshi isha v'isha v'chi chazin loy mefarshi luhu gozib a rabban. The Chum did initiate a gzera on Bnei Kutim, because since the Kutim do not expound the pasuk that a bas yemechad becomes a nida, they do not keep them away from kachim. The Gemara proceeds with the source of Nidus Marisasin from the pasuk Isha v'Isha. The pasuk of Nida in Parsha Mitzarah states, V'Isha kisiya zava, shivas yam ti benedasa, Isha v'Isha. The word Isha alone refers to an adult woman, and the superfluous letter Vav in V'Isha includes Tinekis bas yemechad l'nida. Even a one-day-old girl can become a nida. The Gemara, however, questions this drasha from another brace that darshans the pasuk. V'isha asher yishkav ish oisa shichva zera v'rachatzu b'mayim b'tama ad arav. A woman that cohabits becomes tamei tumas keri. Isha v'isha. The word isha alone refers to an adult woman, and the superfluous letter vav in v'isha includes tineikis bas gimel shana v'yamecha l'biya. A three-year-old girl is eligible for biya and becomes tamei tumas keri. The Gemara asks, regarding nida, the word v'isha includes even bas yamecha. While regarding Bia, the word V'isha includes only Bas Gimel Shana. The Gemara reconciles as follows. Bas Yem Echad Kra, Bas Gimel Shana V'Yem Echad Hilchasa. Regarding Nida, the Vav of V'isha includes all women of all ages, even Bas Yem Echad. Regarding Bia, there's Halacha Mishnah Mesina that only Bas Gimel Shana is eligible for Bia. And therefore, in the Pasuk of Bia, the letter Vav of V'isha comes to exclude the Me'ute Ish Me'oidim. A man who discharges Red Shechva Zera does not become Tamei Tumas Keri. The Gemara proceeds with a similar brayso regarding the pasuk of Ziva. The Isha ki yazav zayv dama yam rabim temehu. Isha v'isha. The word Isha alone refers to an adult woman, and the superfluous letter Vav in v'isha comes to include bas yud yamim leziva. A 10-year-old girl that saw three re'is on days 8, 9, 10 becomes tamei tumaziva. The Gemara asks, v'lichta v'chamana b'zava v'lay b'y benida. Why does the pasuk need to teach that both Nida and Ziva apply to a young girl? After all, the pasuk of Ziva can also serve as a source for Nida because in Zava b'lei Nida, Zava always follows Nida. David the Gemara concludes, and the Chanami regarding Nida, the word Ve'isha is not needed to teach Bas Yem Echad, rather comes to exclude Lemi'uti Ish Mi'oidim. A man who discharges Red Dam does not become Tamei Nida. The Gemara proceeds with a similar brayso regarding the pasuk of Zav. Ish Ish Kiyah Zav M'psari Zaybi Tamehu. Yehuda holds the repeated words ish ish teach l'rabis tinik ben yom echad shumitame beziva. A one-day-old boy can become a zav. While Shmuel ben Neish b'yechad mebereket says the source is in the pasuk v'azav ezevi lezachar v'lin nekeva. The word lezachar teaches kol shu zachar bein shu gadol bein shu katan. Any zachar, regardless of age, becomes tamei zav. And the word v'lin nekeva teaches kol shi nekeva bein gadol bein katana. Any nekeva, regardless of age, becomes a zav. The Gemara questions of Yehuda's drasha from another brayso that darshens the pasuk of Tumas Keri. V'ish kiseitim menu shichva zera v'tamei ad arav. Ish v'ish. The word ish alone refers to an adult man, and the superfluous letter vav in v'ish includes ben tesh shana v'yamechad. A 9-year-old boy that discharges shichva zera becomes tamei Tumas Keri. The Gemara asks, regarding zav, the word v'ish includes even ben yamechad, while regarding Tumas Keri, the word v'ish includes only ben tesh shana. And here too, the Gemara explains that the inclusive word ish refers to all males of all ages, even ben yamechad. However, regarding Keri, there is a halachal Moshe Mesinai that only a ben teshan becomes tamei tumas Keri. And therefore, in the pasuk of tumas Keri, the word ve'ish comes to exclude the mu'uti isha malayben. A woman who sees a white discharge does not become tumas Keri.